This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I should start by saying the only reason I'm able to stand here is because of the Greek community. That's not hyperbole.
Not a joke.
Ah, but the joke is on us, folks. It is Joe Biden. The joke that is occupying the White House right now. Scary thought. Glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Biden. I think we talked about this before. Any guesses who he was speaking to when he said, the Greeks, because of you, I stand here? Was that the Puerto Ricans, or was that the last week when he talked about growing up Puerto Rican and we played the clip where he said he didn't grow up around any Hispanics? Joe Biden lies for sport. And they want this guy to serve another 4 years. The economy's good. When you're a liar, right? If I can lie to you and tell you the economy is good, well, then it must be good, right? Has to be. He lied about traveling with Xi Jinping, and the White House had to correct it. Here's Joe Biden, or I think it's him talking about traveling. Yeah, it is, right? Yes. My producers say it is him traveling with Xi Jinping.
I was once asked by Xi Jinping, and I traveled 17,000 miles with him in Tibet. I was out at the Tibetan Plateau. And he looked at me and he said to me, can you define America? And I could say the same thing if he asked me to define Greece. I said, yes, one word. And I mean it sincerely. It's recorded. I said one word, possibilities. Possibilities.
That never happened. Easy to figure out why. He says, I was once asked by Xi Jinping while I was traveling with him, blah, blah, blah. It didn't happen. There's no question it didn't happen. And let me tell you, because the White House came out, they said that his traveling with is not accurate. This is a reference to the total travel back and forth, both internally in the U.S. and China, as well as internationally, for meetings held together. Some travel was in parallel. Some was separate to joint destinations, meaning they didn't fly on the same plane. Nothing close. And that conversation never happened with Xi Jinping. It never happened. He wants to make some poignant thing like, you know, what makes us America? What makes us special? Well, it's not having a liar as the commander in chief. That's not what makes us special. It's unbelievable to hear this guy. And oh, by the way, the polls are narrowing. Yeah, the polls are narrowing. Why? Because Joe Biden, well, he's giving away student loans to the kids. That's going to help him. He's going to eradicate their student loan. So that's going to get him that vote. What's he going to pander to for black folks and Latinos and all the other groups that he's losing votes for? You think any of them are going to forget the controversies that are brewing? Hey, by the way, where is Hunter and James? And where are the Republicans on all of that? Don't trust anybody in the political system, folks. Don't trust them. They will pretend that they're going to go out and do something. They will pull a Bill Barr on you. And then they won't do anything. Don't believe them. Joe Biden he's worse than a scourge, because not only is he unfit and mentally and physically, he's horrible at his job. I mean, I can't imagine somebody being mentally unfit and physically unfit and doing a good job, but at least the minions you would think would be propping you up. In the time of Reagan, Reagan went through a lot of stuff. He was having serious Alzheimer's when he was president. I didn't realize it. Did you? No. You want to know why? Because we were doing good. The nation was thriving. Under Joe Biden, the squatter, in the White House, we're not thriving. And right now, the orchestration is to make you believe Joe Biden's getting closer. Oh, boy. So Trump's cases are going to get, you know, more and more coverage. He's going to be tied up in court. Oh, Joe Biden. Well, guess what? He's out there doing fundraisers, raising money. He's out. Ooh, Joe is young and vibrant. That's going to be the thing. And you're going to forget about Hunter. You're going to forget about James. You're going to forget about the Biden crime family. You're going to forget about the crooked DOJ. You're going to forget about the invasion. You're going to be told that the economy's good. And you're going to believe it. And then they're going to tell you the polls. Oh, suddenly Joe Biden has gained in the polls. He's ahead of Trump. Because that's what they need to cheat. They have to make you believe that Joe Biden has gained. He's ahead of Trump. And, whoa, you better watch out, Nelly. We got a lot to talk about this hour. Denver wants their illegals gone. You guys heard about this the other week. The guy, he's like, hey, you might like Chicago better than Denver. We'll give you a flight there. Maybe you'll like it. It's too funny to watch leftists trying to entice the people to leave the sanctuary. I can see the people there. But we have entered the sanctuary. Why should we now leave? Well, I'll tell you what. Though we are indeed a sanctuary city, there are other cities that are better sanctuaries. Doesn't it make you want to just go live leftism? Go live it for a week. I don't want you to do it because you might like it in the sense of getting all that free stuff. Walk into a store, take what you want, and walk out. I played the clip of Charles Barkley saying, let me go ahead and be able to steal $1,000 worth of stuff. Who wouldn't want to do that? Think about it this way. You got a family of four. You send them out. You go squat in somebody's house. You then go to the grocery store and you get the groceries you want. You walk out. As long as it's not $1,000, you're good. You go into Best Buy, get yourself a TV. As long as it's not $1,000, what could you not get? You could live like a millionaire. You could live like a billionaire. Well, not a billionaire, but you could live nicely. If four people in your family can, if you can squat for free, have somebody else pay for it, preferably a white Republican male, right? And then you go get $1,000, each of you go get $1,000 worth of stuff, clothes, food, luxury items, whatever, $1,000. Now, you're not going to be wearing Rolexes, but it's not too bad of a living, is it? Joe Biden, liar in chief, Democrats, letting people get away with the most crazy stuff. And we have a genuine concern about being able to win an election. Why? Because the Uniparty will allow the Democrats to cheat that man back into office if we're not vigilant. Folks, much to talk about. Keep it here. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I have cancer. Of course I do. Tiffany stole money from a cancer foundation. How dare you? How dare you steal? And I helped you with your campaign. How dare you steal from us? I had to buy my wigs. Are you going to reimburse me for the wigs that I've been spending my money on?
And they say that you the worst mayor in America, I agree.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. That was a group of people, a couple of women, black women, that are upset with the mayor of Dalton. We talked about her the other day, Tiffany Hinyard, and she considered herself a god. She did exactly what Fonnie Willis is doing. And now they're speaking out about her. The lady said she robbed a cancer fund. The lady goes, "You're going to pay me back for my wigs." Because she figured maybe she could have cured cancer. Who knows? But what I want to show you is this. When black people get outraged, they are willing to go to bat and even criticize. I'm talking about these are leftists that voted for this woman. And now you are the worst politician ever. You think that's limited to just Tiffany Hinyard, or do you think they could also transfer that to Joe Biden? These are people in a little town that's, you know, talking about a mayor, but that is the microcosm of the bigger picture. People are not only mad at Tiffany Hinyard, they're mad at the Democrats in general. They're mad at their circumstances. They realize they're being robbed. Oh, you don't believe me? Well, here's Hillary Clinton going to her old alma mater, Wellesley, and guess what happened with her? They didn't want her there.
Now, Hillary Clinton, the former Secretary of State, is here in Massachusetts, and it's causing some controversy. She's here to speak at Wellesley College. Our Mary Marcos explains why there was protesting.
Well, some students are not happy to have Hillary Clinton on campus. They're handing out these pamphlets and saying they have no interest in following in her footsteps. A group of students protesting outside a woman-led democracy summit at Wellesley College featuring former Secretary of State and Wellesley alum Hillary Clinton. The protesters handing out pamphlets calling her Wellesley's most beloved war criminal, saying she has blood on her hands. They're condemning Clinton's legacy while the college launches a new center named after her to prepare the next generation of civic leaders. Wellesley administration releasing a statement on the protest saying, quote, I encourage all who participate in activism to follow the demonstration policy and be mindful of our code of student conduct so that you remain safe for yourself and for our community. Here's what one of the protest organizers had to say.
We have been told pretty repeatedly from administration that any sort of interruption within the event of, you know, Hillary speaking would result in an honor code, which could potentially be a suspension. We're also not allowed to bring signs inside. Basically, and we also have to, like, stand behind specific barriers to protest the event.
Sessions for the summit began here at 9:30 this morning, and they were greeted by protesters as they filed in.
That's two examples, two women that are, I mean, we're talking about Wellesley. This is a college. This is supposed to be Clinton's haven, readily accepted. Oh, my goodness. This is Wellesley. She's an alum, you know, and she's being protested. Who is she? Ann Coulter? Kevin Jackson, again, is who you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network. I can't thank you folks enough for support that you give the program. I truly want to bring you great news every day about how much we've grown or whatever. And, you know, when it comes, it comes. I will tell you this. We get up every day looking for just the incremental gains, and you're a big part of it. Sometimes I thank you individually. Sometimes, yeah, I thank you on the show. Thank you privately. I'm going to be hanging out with one of my buddies soon in, I'm not going to say where, because everybody will be like, well, you didn't come see me, but I'm traveling. We may end up doing a best of show if I can't get my schedule straight and get to a studio. But long story short, I try to see you guys. I try to hang out with you, try to be accessible, and I want to do more of that. So hopefully we'll get a lot of things going. We have a lot of things brewing that has me very excited, has the team excited, and we will be laying that stuff out to you. And if we, God is willing, and we do get these things accomplished, what I think's going to happen is it's going to free me up. We're going to finally be able to get the staff the compensation they deserve, and we will be able to move things forward so much faster. So for those of you who are helping, we appreciate you, the warriors that are joining. And we'd love to see more, the 500 warriors that we're looking for that would give us the $20 a month. And if you have any question on how to do that, send me a note, because it's really simple. Go to the page and hit the button that says donate, and I think there's a place for a recurring. You check that, $20, $25, whatever it is, and you'll have access to a lot of stuff. I want to get back to you when you look at what we just talked about here with them speaking out against Tiffany Hinyard, a mayor, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, a failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who thinks she's relevant, and you get protesters against her. Joe Biden can't go anywhere without massive Secret Service. They orchestrate everything for him. His crowds are so minuscule and tiny, it's embarrassing, and they know it. We're going to talk about Trump's fundraising here later on, but I'm going to tell you, Donald Trump's ability to fundraise, to raise millions of dollars in a single night, has to have the Democrats scared. I want you to imagine if Donald Trump, I told you, if he went, did a rally and said, guys, we're going to do it as a fundraiser, it's going to be $20 to get in, and you had 20,000 people, I would do this, $100. $100, 10,000 people, $100. Donald Trump would raise $10 million instantaneously. He could do that anywhere in the country. He could raise $10 million. If you think I'm kidding you, there are people that go to these rallies. The deal he did at Paulson's house, and we're going to talk about that in a bit, that's super wealthy. I'm talking about the grassroots in every city around this country. He could get 10,000 people to show up with a $100 donation to the campaign. I can almost guarantee you that. And that's $10 million a pop. That's the kind of thing. Joe Biden can't get people to come. He can't. He's got to bring entertainers. We're told that Biden is closing in on Donald Trump. They got to make you believe the unbelievable. Joe Biden closing in on Trump. So my question, when I first read that story, I asked myself this. Did Joe Biden get younger? Did Joe Biden become more clear in his conversations? Is Joe Biden not showing cases of dementia? Is Joe Biden, are we not living in a time of inflation and, you know, people losing their homes? And have people forgotten about the draconian measures of COVID? Please tell me what Joe Biden's done to close the gap. Besides the left telling us that he did. I don't believe it for a second. When we come back, we'll tell you more about how I know we're winning.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen wrapping up her second trip to China in 9 months. The trip addressing trade disputes between the U.S. and China. Yellen feels that the relationship has deepened and is in a much better place. This week, Congress returns with a full agenda. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing pressure to pass a national security package aiding Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The Senate-approved bill is contested, however, by House conservatives. In the Senate, Chuck Schumer plans to dismiss impeachment articles against Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. President Biden unveiling a fresh strategy aimed at forgiving more student loan debt. Those measures set to benefit tens of millions of Americans. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The reason Democrats and other leftists struggle to gain any traction, to get people to pay attention to them, is they no longer control the media narrative. And I thank God for the internet, but more so for the decentralization of the media. We have a couple of clips. We'll probably only get through one of them, because it's so rich with discussion material. So I think I want to play the one with Bill Kristol. Now, Bill Kristol was considered I used to respect this guy. And I have zero respect for Bill Kristol. It's funny, the people that I thought were political experts that I now look at, having joined the political fray as a pundit and as a writer and a host of other things, and I say to myself, I didn't realize how dumb they were. They may be smarter than I am on history. They may have more credentials in terms of who they've worked with. But where I beat them, and you do as well, by the way, is common sense. So I want to play this clip. This is Bill Kristol. I told you before, you can determine where you are as a Republican. Are you a legitimate Republican based on what your feelings are about January the 6th? January 6th is a leftist contrived farce. Donald Trump nor anybody was going to January 6th to do any damage except to protest a stolen election. That's what happened. And the Democrats set it up. They knew it was coming. And you'll never get them to admit it. But I promise you, at some point down the road, the nation will learn that that's what Pelosi and team did. And I'm never going to back down from that. My team tells me all the time, Kevin, don't say that on the radio. Don't write it. And our numbers will go up. Okay, I get it. I can't do it. I'd rather rely on my peeps, the people who support what we do because they want the truth out there. And they want someone willing to sacrifice and give you the truth. I could sit down and write an article. I could write an article that says Donald Trump is the devil, and I could probably make $1,000 on that article. God forbid I went to one of these groups that wants you to write that type of stuff, and I told them, you know what, I flip. I could get $5,000-$10,000 an article. You think I'm kidding. I got paid by a group $2,500 to write an article. They asked me, what do you believe on this topic? I told them, and they go, okay, great. Here's your check. Right on that topic. This was back when I was a big social media influencer. And I wasn't that big. There are people that make thousands and I'm talking many thousands of dollars writing one article. Now, they tend to you they from what I'm told, you need to believe in your thing, but there's enough money where people go, just tell me what you want me to write. I want to get back to Bill Kristol. So Bill Kristol had this to say about January 6th. And what's funny is Kristol is, while he's speaking, he's getting it wrong. And you got to ask yourself, does he know this or does he care?
This is very interesting that you've got the Arizona Attorney General saying that her net's far wider than perhaps the we've known publicly.
I mean, I'm happy that they're going up the ladder finally, as it were. You know, the Justice Department did a good job, I think, locking up hundreds of people who assaulted the Capitol, assaulted Capitol Police, the people Donald Trump calls hostages, unfairly persecuted, who he's going to pardon. You know, there's people in the D.C. jail. 27 of the 29 who are there now have been convicted or about to stand trial for assaulting Capitol Police. So these are the wonderful people Trump's promising to pardon and salutes at his rallies. But we failed as a country, let's be honest, I think, about getting above that level, right? Who's gone to jail? Who's been punished? Who's been held accountable? Finally, maybe Donald Trump, maybe, will go to trial for January 6th, 3.5 years after what happened. And now we have some state attorneys general, and I respect them, trying to look into this. But again, it's been a while. So it has not been a success story of accountability, in my view.
Bill Kristol wants accountability. He wants Trump indicted, arrested, forbidden from running from office. Because he's the one who incited the riot. And we all know that Donald Trump is the one that said, look, go march peacefully. That's your right. But that doesn't matter to Bill Kristol. But here's what really doesn't matter. I want you to think about this. He says that these people assaulted the Capitol Hill police. I'd love to know, what was the outcome? I don't know all the details. Maybe you do. But here's what I'm going to make you a bet. The assault of the Capitol Hill police is so minuscule, and particularly in comparison to, say, I don't know, Dallas, when a Black Lives Matter guy shot and killed, what, 6 cops? How many cops have been killed in the name of Black Lives Matter? How many have been assaulted? We just watch illegals come into this country, go to New York City, assault 2 police officers on video. Is Bill Kristol talking about them? Where do they sit? Are they locked up in jail, thrown away the key, all their rights gone? Has Bill Kristol made a single, has he even been questioned? Has anybody said, well, listen, you keep talking about the assault on Capitol Hill police. You know, how about some specifics? Because what we've watched on video is 6 Venezuelans attack New York City Police Department people and were released within hours. Are Capitol Hill police better cops than NYPD? Do they get special treatment? See, Bill Kristol hasn't been challenged. Nobody's talked about, I mean, if these are the worst of the worst that deserve the treatment that they're getting, I have some people that I think compare. I think they're worse. The people that I've seen hunt down and kill police officers in this country. And where's Bill Kristol on that? Shameless plug, bleedingbluemovie.com. Go check out that movie. If you watch Bleeding Blue Movie and you tell me, Kevin, I didn't enjoy it, we will refund your money. Bleeding Blue Movie gives you the real insight on policing in America, and by the way, award winning for a reason. It is an amazing film, and not just because I'm in it, it's because it is an amazing film. And when you watch it, here's what I'll tell you about Bleeding Blue. If you watch my film, pay attention to the score, the musical score. It's fantastic. Should have won awards in Hollywood. Brett Siegel did the musical score. And he did a phenomenal job. But that movie is so good on so many levels. But Bill Kristol's not going to bring it up. The DOJ, he says, did a good job locking up hundreds of people for assaulting Capitol Police. Locking them up and throwing away the key. You can assault a cop in the streets where Bill Kristol lives, and you can be out on the street within a day. And Bill Kristol won't say one word about you. He won't say, you're the worst of the worst. He won't say, Donald Trump wants to pardon those people and he calls them good folks or whatever. They are good folks. And they didn't do what Bill Kristol said they did. And he's paid to do that. I'm going to tell you, you got to meet, you're not going to be able to meet him. But I've met Bill Kristol. I will tell you, I left so unimpressed. I was, so, I got to tell you, he was the coming of Charles F. Buckley, the second coming. I used to have so much respect for him. And Stephen Hayes, I think, is the other guy. They did the National Standard or something like that. And I have zero respect for him. What I find most interesting about the J6 stuff, and we've kind of chronicled this in terms of the squatters. Bill Kristol is a squatter. He's been squatting on this idea of republicanism for decades, making people believe it was his property. And it wasn't. He's been living, and I get how, you know, these guys want to be the refined Republicans or whatever. The Republicans are the everyday average Joes, not these silver spoon types like Kristol and others who want to feel as though we're the elites. And that's what he's an elitist. He feels like he knows better than you. You should let him make the decisions for you. And I'll be honest with you. I was one that was like, oh, yeah, those guys are so smart. They know politics and they know the game. Until I met him. And I mentioned this the other day. The same is true of Krautheimer. My older brother and I used to talk about how the guy was a stud. And man, oh, Kevin. And when I went to work for Fox, he asked me, have you met Krautheimer yet? I was like, no, man, I'm so looking forward to it. And when I did meet him, I was like so impressed. He reminded me of Dorian from the Mask. But as I learned more about him, I was less impressed. And by the time Krautheimer passed away, and God bless him, I don't wish any ill on him, but he had lost all his luster. He was part of the anti-Trump establishment crowd, the Uniparty, the Lincoln Club types, the Bill Kristols of the world. And I'd had enough. America needs a warrior. We're going to talk about him in just a second.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Trump is calling it the biggest night in fundraising history. The fundraiser at hedge fund billionaire John Paulson's home raked in over $50 million, according to the RNC. That's up from early estimates of $43 million and nearly double what President Biden raised at his New York City fundraiser with former presidents Obama and Clinton. This was the first major fundraiser for Trump and the RNC since he became the party's presumptive presidential nominee. Trump said his supporters are contributing to a cause that will restore faith in our country.
People are just wanting change. The
Rich people want it. Poor people want it. Everybody wants change. Our country is really doing poorly. We're a laughingstock all over the world, and we're going to get that change very quickly.
Whoa, that's a pretty staggering number, particularly when they thought it was going to be 43 million. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. What exactly does that mean? You know, we thought we were going to raise 43, but we raised $50.5 million in one night. I'll tell you what it means. It means there's a big shift. See, they knew Trump could fundraise. They knew, and they estimated $43 million, which, by the way, I talked about that number compared to the $26 million that Joe Biden raised. And I also ask you this question. How much money could Joe Biden raise if he didn't throw a party? In other words, if it was Joe Biden is the draw, not Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Lizzo, and whoever else perform. Take those people out of the equation. And what does Joe Biden raise? Who shows up? And then I ask you this question. Who does Trump need to bring? We did this at a guy named Paul Paulson's house. I think his name is Paul Paulson. I know his last name is Paulson. But regardless, who does Trump need to bring? Did he need to bring in Justin Timberlake? Or who did he need to bring? No offense, he didn't even need to bring Melania. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The man is gold. And speaking of gold, you should be looking at gold as an investment. Potentially. I have gold as an investment. I don't have enough. I'll tell you that. But I have it. And we just picked up Genesis Gold Group. Gold is growing. You know, look, it's like any other part of the portfolio. If you had NVIDIA, I'd put my money in NVIDIA. If I did years ago. I wish I'd left it in there. I'd be a multimillionaire. But I cashed out. But gold I've kept a little bit here and there, and it's gone up. I think I bought, as I mentioned to you guys before, at $1,300, and it's now $2,200, give or take. They're speculating that it could go as high as $3,000 soon. So, you know, and it's going to ebb and flow a bit, but it's like any investment. So if you are interested, particularly if you want to roll your IRA into actual gold, you should check out Genesis Gold Group. They'll give you a free asset protection kit if you go to KJ Gold Now. KJ Gold Now. And go check it out. And I endorse them because I use them. And they're my new gold guys. I think I told you my previous guy passed away. God bless him, Dave. But so long story short, diversify your portfolio. Take a look at these guys. If it suits you, by all means, take a peek. I want to go back to Donald Trump and his golden touch, the Midas man. Now, there are people that go, oh, Kevin, his business, is he didn't do any good. Well, he seems to have. He seems to have acquired a lot. And you know what the thing I like most about Donald Trump is? Donald Trump said, look, I'm going to expose to you what the other people are doing, what they're doing to you. I'm going to let you in on the secret because I see a crooked system. That's what he told us. And you know what he's done? He's lived up to it. I'm going to make you two bets. One, Donald Trump didn't know how crooked the system was. As much as he knew as a billionaire, he wasn't on the inside. He knows a lot more now. Two, you don't know how crooked it is. And you didn't know until Donald Trump exposed some of it to you. 91 indictments. And none of them are legit. If Donald Trump disappeared into the woodwork, here's what I could tell you. He would have zero indictments. No E. Jean Carroll, you know, bimbo eruption. No J6 nonsense. No tax liens on his business. Oh, you overvalued this or that. I'm just telling you, if I were Donald Trump, I'd look into every single real estate dealing in New York. I'd say, what about this? Overvalued. What did they quote? What are the value of this? Man, just we're rife to get in there and do some good. This is the time, folks. Donald Trump, raised $50.5 million, a staggering sum, they said. The haul announced by the campaign and the top officials with the RNC far eclipses the $26 million that Biden reportedly collected. We'll know for sure. Don't be surprised if that number is revised down. Seriously. Home of billionaire investor John Paulson, I call him Paul Paulson, set a record for a single fundraising event. I didn't even know they kept such records. It's clearer than ever that we have the message, the operation, and the money to propel President Trump to victory on November the 5th, said his senior one of his senior advisors, a guy named Chris Lacivita and Susie Wiles. While Trump does need money because he needs to run advertising that counters that of Joe Biden and that team, he's got a lot of earned media, and he's doing good things. In fact, I saw recently that Trump softened his message on abortion. I don't think he softened it. He said, I think it's a states' right issue, and we're not going to look at it at the federal level. If you remove that from the table, then you get a lot more of the black women vote. You don't want to know why Donald Trump doesn't win the black women vote? I just gave you a hint. Black women have more abortions than any other group of women. 41% of the abortions are with black women. That's why they consider it their thing. So if I were going to counsel Donald Trump where to put some of that money, put it in the community and let black women know, look, if you want to continue doing stupid stuff, that's up to you. It's a federal thing. We're going to make it it's not a federal thing. We're going to make it a state's issue. It's not my issue. Now, you're going to be appointing more judges. Well, hey, somebody's got to do that. But it isn't my issue. I'm not going to run on it. As far as I'm concerned, it's a state's issue. It's a private matter between a woman and her OBGYN, etc. Leave it at that and move on. Because let me tell you what else bothers black women. Paying a lot of money for these groceries to pay for these rugrats. These little chirrins. That is driving them crazy. So you can counter that other message because you ain't having an abortion every day, but you got to eat every single day. And they're proving that the economy is definitely something that is on the mind of black women. There's been a shift, by the way. Because, I'm going to tell you, culturally, contraception, specifically condoms, is not something that black men and women tend to want to use, which is why there's a high level of a lot of bad things happening in the black community in that regard. That's why the unwanted pregnancies are occurring. But there is a level of sanity, I think, that is beginning to enter into the leftist black community where they're going, look, it doesn't pay to have all these kids. And so Trump has an opportunity to make some headway. But before we get even further into that, that's another discussion for another day, in my opinion. But what I will tell you is this. When you get in one night that many people together who write checks for $50 million, and we're not talking about what Biden did. Biden rented out Radio City Music Hall, and he flew in all these different people. These are people coming from all over the country. Not saying that they didn't go to Paul Paulson, John Paulson's house. But when you get whatever small group of people together and they can raise $50 million at one residence in one night, that is a signal. That is one where it tells you there's been a change in the big money, a big money shift that says we see Donald Trump as the answer. And, I saw the posting of the Democrats have this much money in the coffers and the Republicans have this much. What Donald Trump showed is he can flip that overnight. And what's worse for Democrats is not only can Donald Trump, is he a fundraising juggernaut, the guy gets more earned media than all other politicians combined.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.